Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1988, the Klamath Falls Herald and News broke the story on an economic development scheme that became known as Project Juniper. Its backers proposed using private funds to build a huge, world-class international aviation and international trade facility. At the time, Klamath County, along with much of rural Oregon, was suffering from the economy's move away from timber. As mills closed, Klamath unemployment in those years was usually running at least a couple of percentage points higher than the state's, which in turn was higher than the country's. When the Project Juniper proponents said it would open thousands of jobs, they created excitement, hope, and investments. The Klamath Falls City Council gave the backers 3 years to get it done at the Klamath Falls Municipal Airport. 3 years later, the project died amid unfulfilled obligations, missed deadlines, and awash in lawsuits, anger, and accusations against the project and its leader, Jack Kelly. Local investors, including one group that invested $2.6 million, pushed the project into involuntary bankruptcy. The former airport manager, who had a position with the project, Phil Rand, provided the eulogy saying, "It's all over and done with. Gone." Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Bushy, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. Visit asitwas.org.